Pastor Tim, I had a conflict on my heart that I wanted to see if you could shed light on in a biblical manner. I used to be a huge Laker fan. Please hear me out. I had accumulated thousands of dollars in memorabilia, but realized that it simply promoted the idolization of other men and were idols in and of themselves. My conflict is whether I am able to sell them as a Christian, or would that simply be profiting by selling sin to another? I understand that you had a bike that you sold when you realized much of the same. Did you feel any conflict in selling it, knowing that the buyer would likely also hold it up to some idolizing level? Thank you and bless you for your many grounded and practical. Anyways, what he's talking about was a motorcycle, and I basically traded the motorcycle into the dealer for a much less fast motorcycle, which I don't know that somebody would have made an idol out of it. I don't know that transportation is necessarily something that I'm going to suppose that everybody else is going to make an idol out of. Probably they wouldn't make an idol out of that motorcycle, because by the time I traded it in, it had a hole in one of the pistons. I had put over 30,000 miles on it. That's a lot for a motorcycle. The thing was pretty, but it had been an idol to me. And I traded it for a less fast motorcycle. And that other motorcycle never became an idol to me. When Ruby and I got married, I sold it in a second and never gave another thought to it.
What about the one you inherited?
Oh, I sold that immediately. It terrified me. I drove it 21 hours or whatever back from North Carolina, and just driving it, I trembled that going through four motorcycles growing up, putting tens and tens and tens of thousands of miles on them, and riding the way I did, I just trembled that God didn't kill me. And I didn't want to, I did not want to presume on the Lord any further. So, no, I sold that. So I don't think that motorcycle is necessarily the perfect example to compare with what this guy is dealing with, but you know, let's think of something that is in the category, something that be blatantly, like, if somebody was just telling me that somebody has like this great big collection of Pope John Paul II's memorabilia, and I don't remember who that was. But I mean, let's suppose that's the issue. I mean, probably it's that is blatant idolatry. That would blatantly be something that. Well, I mean, let's just ask this. If I've got something that I'm selling, and I know that if I sell it to somebody, it's going to be used for sinful purposes, even though I'm not necessarily wanting them to use it for sinful purposes, but if I just use my imagination a little bit, I can see that that's what's going to happen. Would I be wrong to sell it? I mean, give me a principle. If you say yes, give me what sort of principle?
I think the principle would be completely biblical, whether or not it's a weight that slows you down as far as your run to Christ, or if it's a direct sin, like an idol that's obviously bowed down and worshiping, to be a direct principle. Like for the Laker principle, I guess you would say, I understand perfectly why he wouldn't want that memorabilia now, because he sees Christ as something as greater. And this, he probably feels that his affections were going to at one time. And God being a greater glory, he says, I don't want anything taking away my affections. And so he'll want probably a reminder of that. And that would be something I would think, as far as a weight that would slow him down, that we want it, not necessarily a direct sin.
Do you think it's possible to sell the Laker stuff and somebody not sin with it? Sometimes I think we might be influenced just by, to whatever degree, something was an idol to us. It's just detestable, and the idea that somebody else would take it and use it in the same way to dishonor God could probably... But see, then the tension is, but if at the same time, you know, the stuff's worth, you know, $8,000, and I could put it on eBay and make $8,000, and I could probably use that money. You see, then the tension kind of becomes...
I read this story today, or yesterday, that somebody collected coffee cups. And you see that as such a silly thing. Why in the world would you collect thousands of coffee cups? And to us, it would seem silly, but to them, maybe it was their idol. So what to some we would use just for coffee, just to drink, and think nothing of it, but they're there, they received their, I guess, happiness from having more coffee cups than anybody else, I suppose.
Now, like you said, I mean, is it actually sinful, like the Pope John stuff? I mean, if I got saved, I'm a drug dealer, and I got pounds of crack cocaine, I don't go resell that to make money. I go get rid of it, because it, right in itself, is something that is sinful.
Yeah, that would be an obvious situation where you wouldn't go sell the thing.
I know a lot of like Christians who first get saved will contemplate their music collection and getting rid of that, and that would be like an easy one. Just like the worldly mindsets that are in the music are obviously going to cause people to run from that as opposed to anything else. But like for just sports stuff that can be used in all manners, like for children's museum, or you know, it's not necessarily specifically sinful.
Yeah, I smashed my music. I threw my Catholic cross, silver cross that my grandfather gave me. I launched that out in the field. I mean, it was the motorcycle I sold, but it was identifying these things that were idols and getting rid of them, and I would sell them if it seemed like I never had a second thought about selling that motorcycle, like, oh, if somebody else is going to idolize it. It didn't. But I think that's what we have to think about. And if you believe in your own conscience that somebody else is probably going to take this thing, whatever it is, and they're going to dishonor God with it, I mean, it's just very likely because that's the nature of the thing that you're selling, I'd probably recommend smashing it, burning it, get rid of it, even if it is worth $8,000 or whatever. But, there's all sorts of things that people collect that I guess I don't know that I mean, sometimes I wonder about stuff like that, like you... My grandmother collected these. Did I sell it? I must have. See, I'm going to be a bad son to leave stuff to, because I'll just sell it. Like stuff that's been in the family for a long time, like just that doesn't mean a lot to me. I'll sell it. But there are things that it's like paintings. It's like, well, you know, okay, I can probably sell this painting and I can probably get a lot of money for it, but, or maybe I could, I mean, I don't know, but, you know, if somebody's willing to pay a lot of money, I guess one way to look at it too is, you know, is it really going to dishonor the Lord? And if I had that money, I mean, can I finance, can I sell stuff? I mean, you think about the rich young ruler. Wealthy people typically have vain things. And yet Jesus says to the rich young ruler, go sell everything and give to the poor. Well, think about this. Who's going to buy all that stuff? Somebody. But Jesus isn't dealing with those somebodies. He's dealing with this somebody. So would it be wrong for those somebodies to come and buy that stuff? I mean, Jesus wants this guy to get rid of him, but does that necessarily mean that it's all wrong or that it's going to lend itself towards other... I mean, Jesus isn't, doesn't even go down that path of thinking. It's just like, get rid of it. And I think there can be places for us to think that way too. You know, I when my stepdad died, he left me guns. And it's like, I want to pay my house off. I want to get out of debt. Then I'm free. And so let's sell the guns and pay the house off. That makes sense. Some of those were nice guns. But is it wrong that somebody else bought them? I mean, should they be investing their money in the kingdom? Because I actually sold them to somebody in the church. I knew I wanted to pay my house off, and I want to be out of debt, because when I'm out of debt, that frees me up to be able to give and to be able to have freedom that I don't have when I'm in debt. Any other thoughts?
I guess I thought, I would think that like it would come down to obviously what the Lord is having him do in the situation, because if God's burning to throw it away, then it might stumble someone and he's looking for a way, like, well, maybe I could sell it, maybe it's okay, and it might be okay. But if God wants him to smash the idol and throw it away, then I would say take into account that even if it might be okay to sell, God might be telling him not to sell it. And then also thinking of if he does sell it and think someone's going to sin, like I'm thinking of the rest of his life realizing, I mean, hopefully he would find forgiveness and everything, but
right.
If he did it in a bad conscience, it's going to weigh on him. Whereas God doesn't care about the 8,000
house he might. Right. And I think that's right. If you really feel like, look, I can imagine ways that somebody else could take this thing and it not be sin. But in my conscience, I know God wants me to destroy this thing. My only hang up is I kind of want the $8,000. Yeah. Destroy. I mean, you know, when God calls for Isaac to be sacrificed on Mount Moriah, we've got to pull out the dagger. And the Lord does that at times. I mean, I've been in that place where it's like, okay, well, I'll, it's like the Lord is saying, no, you shouldn't. Oh, well, I'll do this with that then. I'll sell it. No, I don't want you to sell it. Okay, I'll give it away. No, I don't want you to give it away. I want you to throw it away. Yes, Lord.
Well,